pretty sad. They,
what was the food like?
Oh, we had like this weird type of kind of like potatoy salad type of thing. She put on a table type of frying pan, and then she fried it. I don't know what it really was. There was a bunch of stuff in it. And then she flipped it.
What?
Kind of. Not really. And then she put bacon on it. And then she put sauce that was named the. It was like blah 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 sauce, whatever we were eating, so it was for that meal. And then she put like wasabi mustard on it and everything, and it was really good. It was
big thick pancake like thing.
Yeah,
we had that last night.
Did it have bacon on it?
It's a specialty. Well, they put all sorts of stuff. We had like shrimp.
Is that what it's called?
What?
Okonomiyaki.
Yeah, okonomiyaki.
That was crown favorite food. Last night we had curry and rice. These girls came over and were like amazed by American currency and stuff.
American currency? How'd the gifts go over?
Gifts went over well. I appreciate it.
And did they take you anywhere?
Meditating this morning.
That was the only place you went?
Yeah.
Alright. What was your home stay like?
It was. We didn't do a lot at home because we're out a lot of the time.
Was there kids?
We went, huh?
They have kids?
Yeah, we went.
How old were the kids?
There was she had three kids, but two of them were off. One was in college, the other off working in Tokyo, I believe. But she had a daughter that was staying at home, but went to school in Kyoto. But she had a part-time job, so half the time she wasn't there. But yeah, so
they live in a house. Or
a house, and she's the. President of the, like, I think it's called the Fuji Corporation, or it's a like a community center sort of thing that used to be a pachinko parlor, which her father owned before that. So they have a good deal of money. Yeah. So
what about it seemed like different than Tokyo? Like, was there some kind of Osaka thing going on? Or?
It was definitely more.
I think she wants some.
It was quieter, except for in the morning when the cicadas were going crazy.
Brown bag involved.
There was a. They had a huge yard, and there wasn't that many people around the area. It was more of a very residential area.
It was a house, actual house.
Yeah, there was all these houses around the area, not like apartment style, but like houses. So I think it must have been a pretty well off area.
The one that he got his number from.
So, yeah, we didn't spend that much time in the house because we actually went to the festival.
Which festival?
It's called the Tenjin Matsuri Festival.
Dude, they all throw.
Who went to that?
We did. I believe Galen and Ari. You guys went to the festival. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, you know.
Did you go to Namba?
No.
I've never seen that many hot things.
Okay. Well, anyways. Yeah, so we went to the this festival, and it's one of the largest, most famous festivals in Japan. And it's held mostly on the river in Osaka.
What kind of a festival is it? Just
it's a Shinto festival.
Like a traditional Japanese festival.
Yeah, Shinto festival.
This is where people were going in kimonos. We saw a lot of people on the subway their party kimonos.
A lot of people dress up, everyone brings fans, and it's just a really big celebration on on barges on the water, and we would float down the river.
So you were actually on one of these barges?
Yeah, we got on. We were lucky enough to get on the.
Hang on a second.
Okay. We're floating down the river. We were lucky enough to get on a boat because our homestay host was friends with one of the owners of the boat, and he got us on for free, which is, you know, very rare because the tickets are $400 each. So we were lucky enough to get on a boat for in exchange for a little bit of work on our part.
What did you have to do?
We served drinks and food and...
Come on.
I'm trying to read Harry Potter here.
Alright, sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Any last bits of cool things that happened?
There were so many fireworks that it was a constant roar. Yeah, it was just amazing.
How long did the fireworks last?
All night. And we were on that boat from about 5 o'clock to past 11.
What was being celebrated? Do you know?
Yes. It was a Shinto celebration. Yeah. There was many boats in the middle of the river that had shrines that had shrines on it and formal music, traditional music going down, and people, as the boats would pass, people would clap their hands in prayer. So it was spectacular. It was really spectacular.
That was Kai's homestay experience. All right.